Good evening. Good evening and welcome to the 1979 July 4th open mic program. Okay, you're saying, Steve, I know you're a zany and wild kind of guy. You're right, I am. But you say, Steve, why? Why the silly backpack and hiking boots? Well, I'll tell you. It symbolizes a song for me, a very special song. And I sing it every time when I see that Heart Lake Expanse. I've often walked down that Heart Lake Trail, but I never found a missing sister. So we bought a sack with five goodies packed, for the trail down that old Heart Lake Trail. You know which one I mean. There were M&M's plain and peanut filled. There were raisins, blueberries, berry sticks with calicule. We picked berries, sweet, and quite a few. To the tree and falls, killing. Tricky part here. For the patron saint of Holden Village, Mr. Wes Preeb, and Dead Dying Soldier.
Tonight I'm going to present to you a tale of Florence Nightingale, the nurse. She went to the Crimea, and that was a crime, too. So tonight Florence and I are going to put on an act. I will portray both the Dead Dying Soldier and Florence Nightingale.
My name! ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you tonight. From Desert Air, New Mexico, Roxy Phillips!
Actually, I wore a dress to make sure everybody knew I wore one once in a while. I tell you, I must have seen Wes do that dying soldier at least 12 times, and every time it is great. Good job, Wes. To follow along in that line, no. I'd like to do a song. Oh, I can't even tell you the name of it. You'll figure it out.
With a big blue frog, a big blue frog loves me. Not as bad as it appears, he wears glasses and 6'3". I'm not worried about our kids, I know they'll turn out neat. They'll be great looking cause they'll have my face, great swimmers cause they'll have his feet. I'm in love with a big blue frog loves me. He's not as bad as he appears. He's got rhythm and a PhD. I know we can make things work. He's got good family sense. His mother was a frog in Philadelphia. His daddy and his Janet Prince. Ba-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum. Ah, ba-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. The neighbors are against it. Clear to me, and it's probably clear to you. They think value on the property will go right down if the family next door is blue. I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. I've got it tattooed on my chest. It says P-H-R-O-G. It's frog to me. P-H-R-O-G. P-H-R-O-G.
One of my favorite songs is entitled Get Together.
Love is but a song we sing, fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make an angel cry. No, the dove is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people, now. Come on, your brother, everybody, get together. Try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go. We shall surely pass. Turns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people, now. Come on, your brother, everybody, get together. Try to love one another right now. If you hear the song I sing, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your own two hands. One key unlocks them both, you know, and it's at your command. Come on, people, now. Come on, your brother, everybody, get together. Try to love one another. Now, please join me. Come on, people, now. Come on, your brother.
that I'd like to do with you tonight. And I need your help because you did such a good job before. This is, Saturday I'll be leaving. And every time I come up here, it is just a neat and fantastic experience. And the people just, I mean, they really make it. And there's a song, which I'm sure many of you know, that you can help me out with. Listen carefully, though. I changed the words a little bit. Listen carefully, because I just have never directed such a big choir of people. I'd like to try a little tonight.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You've made me happy when my skies were gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Keep on smiling all of your days.
Won't you try it with me, please? Here we go.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You've made me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Keep on smiling all of your days.
Very nice. This time it's too really soft.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You've made me happy when my skies were gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Keep on smiling all of our days.
There we go.
You are my sunshine.
Now, I want you to try it this way. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. So on, all right, here we go. Ready? See,
you are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Good.
You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Keep on smiling all of our days.
One more time.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You've made me happy when my skies were gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Keep on smiling all of our days.
One more time.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You've made me happy when my skies were gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Keep on smiling all of my days.
Thank you.
Chris will now play two compositions by Scott Joplin, Easy Winners and Solace.
Thank you.
Now for your entertainment, Bradby Now with a considerable speck by Robert Frost.
Thank you. I want to share this poem by Robert Frost with you. First, because he's my favorite poet, and second, because this is one of my favorite poems of his. It's typically Frost in a lot of ways because he talks about the common, ordinary experiences. And I think that's the genius of Robert Frost, that he could take the most common experience, like stopping by the woods on a snowy evening, or looking down two roads in the forest, or going out to clean the pasture spring, take the most ordinary thing and turn it into a little gem of wit and wisdom. Yet, in another way, this isn't really typically Frost, because Frost usually starts you out very lighthearted and then kind of sneaks up on you with a profound remark at the end of the poem, like, miles to go before I sleep. But he doesn't do that in this one. It stays very lighthearted all the way throughout. The title of it is A Considerable Speck, and the subtitle is Microscopic. And it talks about the writer doing his writing. And so if you can picture Robert Frost, little gnarled old grandfatherly Robert Frost, sitting over his desk looking out at the green mountains of Vermont and so forth, writing his poetry. A speck that would have been beneath my sight on any but a paper sheet so white set off across what I had written there. And I had idly poised my pen in air to stop it with a period of ink when something strange about it made me think. This was no dust speck by my breathing blown, but unmistakably a living mite with inclinations it could call its own. It paused, as with suspicion of my pen, and then came racing wildly on again to where my manuscript was not yet dry, then paused again, and either drank or smelt with loathing, for again it turned to fly. Plainly with an intelligence I dealt. It seemed too tiny to have room for feet, yet must have had a set of them complete to express how much it didn't want to die. It ran with terror, and with cunning crept. It faltered. I could see it hesitate, and then, in the middle of the open sheet, cower down in desperation to accept whatever I accorded it of fate. I have none of the tenderer than thou, collectivistic regimenting love with which the modern world is being swept. But this poor microscopic item now, since it was nothing I knew evil of, I let it lie there till I hope it slept. I have a mind myself and recognize mind when I meet with it in any guise. No one can know how glad I am to find on any sheet the least display of mind. Thank you very much.
Martha Brulin, accompanied by Peter Henriksen, will now sing Brian's song.
Thank you.
Now Tom Barnes will be playing his guitar.
Hands, and my name is Pam.
Not only can the kitchen staff supply some great meals like they did today, they also are a very versatile group. Right now we have Mike Kammerer, Dave Luck, and John Crump with amazing feats of juggling skill. I pity the next guitar player, which is Mark Hansen.
This is going to be very brief, because I can taste that root beer float already. And it's about an uninvited guest, who we've seen a lot of this last week at Holden. And appropriately enough, also, it's to be sung really by a miner 100 years ago in America. A man who probably took a job, one of the many mines somewhere, could be here, could have been in California.
Way out here they got a name for wind and rain and fire. The wind is Joe, the fire's Tess, and the wind they call Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around, sends the wind a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like the folks up there is dying. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Before I knew Mariah's name and heard her wail and whining, I had a girl and she had me, and the sun was always shining. But then one day I left that girl, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost. So goddamn lost, I need someone beside me. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Way out here they've got a name for wind and fire only. But when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. I'm a lost and lonely man, without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me, I need my gal beside me. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah.
Now, Tom, we'll play again with Mario on the banjo.
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt this joyous occasion, but we had kind of a tragedy in Narnia this morning. After the parade, when we came back, when Ruth and I came back, we found some kids that had been left behind, and we really felt bad. And they told us that their parents had kind of deserted them. And so if any of these are yours, please come and get them.
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your right arm in, you put your right arm out, you put your right arm in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your left arm in, you put your left arm, you put your left arm in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your head in, you put your head out, you put your head in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your horseself in, you put your horseself out, you put your horseself in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. That's what it's all about. Olé!
And Carla in a guitar duet. Thank you.
Next on our program is a duet with Greg Bauman on violin, Peter Henriksen on piano.
Now Harvey Harman will play for you A Night at the Opera.
Has come to my attention that this village is culturally deprived in one area, that being opera. We have folk songs, we have jazz, we have rock, and we have classical, but we don't have opera. Therefore, I have asked three of my friends to come in and present a few songs for you. First will be Lucinda. For the second one, I'm going to have Herman Melodrama do La Chaltem, well, some of those Italians, whatever.
La Chaltemi morire, La Chaltemi morire. Che volete in così d'ora sorte, in così gran martire? Lasciatemi morire, lasciatemi morire.
For our final number, I've called on Mr. Spedigue.
If there's one thing that I hate, it's the thought of aspiring to me. Especially one with a face like a hatchet, a walk like a duck, and a figure come at it. Sure sight and long of tooth, with a walk that's decided, they find your heart. And yet, if there's one thing I love, it's money. If you have all so much of it, I'm off for the golden touch of it. Lucia, Lucia, I'd stand at your window and cry. Lucia, Lucia, hopefully that's me in for a while. Lucia, Lucia. Tonight by your side I will dance to be close to the warmth of your arms and your lips and your cool 20 million in cash.
Number on the program is a duet by Carol Tomer and Peter Henriksen entitled Suite for Flute and Jazz Piano by Claude Bowling. The piece is done in two movements. The first one is named Irlandaise, and the second one, Sentimental. It came to my attention before the program tonight that this 4th of July we let the English talk, and of course we let the Norwegians talk, but the Swedes didn't have a chance. So here comes the rebuttal from the Swedes.
I wore my big boots tonight so I wouldn't get any trouble. Peter Hendrickson, this is an act that Peter didn't have to rehearse for. He is the visual aid for tonight. Come right on up here, Peter. Peter, you will notice, has blonde hair and blue eyes. And he told me that he is Swedish. I'm one quarter Swedish. And I think it's important that we recognize the Swedes tonight. Now, I just spent 4 years in California, and I learned something very shocking. There are other kinds of people in the Lutheran Church than Swedish, Norwegian, Danish, and German. But now since I'm back in Washington, and everyone here tonight comes from almost a deficient gene pool, I think it is important that we nod to the Swedes. So would all the Swedes, or half Swedes, or quarter Swedes, or eighth Swedes, please stand up. Stay standing. And will all of the others, on the count of three, please nod. One, two, three, nod. Thank you very much. Act will be delivered by David Christian.
Some of you may have seen me earlier in the day kind of hanging around the kitchen a little bit. I've worked in the Holden kitchen for quite a while, but I have to confess to you that deep down inside there's something in my spirit that refuses to let myself be labeled cook. Before I came to Holden Village, I was a teacher for 2 years, but there's something inside me that hesitates to be labeled teacher also. What it really wants to be labeled is rock and roll star. Now, this is serious. Now, that's one nice thing about living in a supportive community like this, is that people can get up, I mean, like Tom Barnes with a flashy black hat and, you know, be a rock and roll star. I found this song that I'd like to do for you, and since I've always wanted to be a rock and roll star, I found this song that kind of tells the story of the frustrating story that I've had in trying to be a rock and roll star. You know, I've worn these baggy sleeve shirts and vests and flashy pants in an attempt to look like a rock and roll star, but it still hasn't all come real easily. There's a little more to it. But now this is a serious song, though, because this was a serious dream of mine, and it always has been. I've never let go of it. And Harry Chapin wrote this song, and he must have known me or gone through the same thing or something, because it's... Okay, here we go. The very day I purchased it, I christened my guitar as my monophonic symphony six-string orchestra. In my room I'd practice late, and they'd leave me alone. My mother said, "You're nothing yet to make the folks ride home." I'd play at all the talent nights and finish, they'd applaud. Some called it muffled laughter, I just figured they were awed. I went up for an encore, but they screamed they'd had enough. Maybe I just need a group
to help me do my stuff. And so I dream a washtub bass would come and fill the bottom in. And maybe then another guitar so it would not sound so thin. I need piano to set the beat and help me keep in time. Yes, and way back in the distance, a banjo sounds so fine. And we'd all play together like good musicians should. We'd make it sound like music and the music would sound good. But in real life I'm stuck here with that same old formula. Me and my monophonic symphony, six-string orchestra. I write love songs for my favorite girl and sing them soft and slow. But before I get to finish, she says she has to go.
No, babe, I gotta go.
She's nice and says, excuse me, I've got to find a bar. I think I need refreshment before I hear you play guitar. I sent a demo tape I made to the record companies. Two came back address unknown, one came back COD. Of course I got form letters, all saying pleasant things. Like suggesting I should find a trade where I would not have to sing. And so I dream a washed-up bass would come and fill the bottom in. And maybe then another guitar so it would not sound so thin. I need piano to set the beat and help me keep in time. Yes, and way back in the distance, a banjo sounds so fine. And we'd all play together like good musicians should. We'd make it sound like music and the music would sound good. But in real life I'm stuck here with that same old formula. Me and my monophonic symphony, six-string orchestra.
Eat your heart out, Eric Clapton.
I was taking guitar lessons, but my teacher just took leave. Something about a breakdown or needing a reprieve. I know I've found my future, so I will persevere. And hold on to my dreams of making music to their ears. And so I dream a washed-up bass would come and fill the bottom in. And maybe then another guitar so it would not sound so thin. I need piano to set the beat and help me keep in time. Yes, and way back in the distance, a banjo sounds so fine. And we'd all play together like good musicians should. We'd make it sound like music and the music would sound good. But in real life I'm stuck here with that same old formula. Me and my monophonic symphony, six-string orchestra.
Well, that's it for the program tonight. Thank you for all coming, but before we go, I think it appropriate as the 4th of July begins to wind down that we finish with prayer and then the first verse of America the Beautiful. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Make us always remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from the violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Make us who came from many nations with many different languages a united people. Defend our liberties, and give those whom we have entrusted with the authority of government the spirit of wisdom, that there might be justice and peace in our land. When times are prosperous, let our hearts be thankful.
and in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. We ask this all through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. America, the